Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Michi, and we are back for another episode of Miss Michi One-on-One. This week, I am so elated because I have an old childhood friend that I just recently reconnected with coming on to join me. She's so influential and has a heck of a story to tell. Welcome, my girl, Tanaja Dogan. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Y'all see how she and her yellow just looking all radiant? Come through. Okay. And let them know what your shirt said.
Cancer never had a chance.
Boom. That's where it is. For you all that do not know who Tanaja is, she is the author of Beautifully Blessed, where she shares her journey overcoming a rare cancer that she had to deal with at a very young age. She is encouraging people, the people that are our friends and family members of those that have this disease. She's got it all for you. That's a little bit of my intro. Tanaja, tell them more about your book, girl, because I think they got to hear it from you.
Okay, so the book, it dives into the mindset of a person that is going through a very traumatizing experience. Mm-hmm. At such an age, being diagnosed with a severe life-threatening illness, such as cancer. Not only was it cancer, but it was very rare. Like they see 6 to 12 people with it every 20 years. It was called pleomorphic sarcoma.
Okay.
Yes, and it was stage 4. Okay. So it tells where my mental was during that time and how I do some type of escape to push through.
Hold on one second.
And the name.
Yes. So tell me a little bit more. Okay, I know you said that it was what, 1 in 12 people?
It was between 6 to 20 people. Six to 12 people every 20 years that they may come across that has it. It's called pleomorphic sarcoma. Okay. It's a soft tissue and bone cancer.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask you, because, you know, I know that we are reconnecting, but I did, my mom had cancer, and it was, I just remember like that initial reaction when she told us, you know, what was it like for you when you found out that you were diagnosed with that?
The day that I got the diagnosis, I was in shock.
Mm-hmm.
I was in shock. I really didn't know. I mean, I was 18, so I wasn't necessarily thinking of the worst. Right. To me, at that time, I'm thinking, okay, I have cancer. I'll treat it like I have a cold. I know I'm going to go through the treatments, but it'll be all right. It's going to take a few weeks, and I'm going to be back to not thinking of everything
right. That
came in between that. Although I did see, like, I had 2 cousins that had cancer. They were younger than I were.
Okay.
And they came in and they got through it. So I guess because I was able to see how they overcame it, and, you know, was in remission.
Correct.
It helped me in a way to just say, okay, well, you'll be fine. You'll get through it.
Yeah.
So I was in shock at first, but then going through it was a wake-up call.
I just remember, I know that, like I said, there was like a nice amount of time. Of course, you know, when we all got older, everybody went to different schools. And when I saw that you had gone through it and that you had beat it, I was just over here with like my pom-poms, like, yes, because it's just, you know, you often, you hear the other side of it, right?
Yes.
But not people that actually get through that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
And that's why I wrote this book. And that's why I want to continue to talk about it, because you don't always hear the good side of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're so used to seeing, you know, it continuously coming back or people not making it. But here I am. Like, I want to push that and still let people know, like, just because you're diagnosed with cancer, that doesn't mean it's the end. Don't stop. Keep living. Keep going.
Right. That's right.
Keep going.
And I did want to ask you, and I think you kind of touched on it a little bit now as far as your motivation for wanting to write the book. When was that moment that you had where it was just like, I need to put this on paper? When did that come to you?
It came like... Okay, because I went through a very deep, dark depression, and I didn't speak. Like, while going through the cancer and the treatments and all the different surgeries and stuff, I didn't speak on it.
Okay.
Like, I did, like, hide away from that subject or, like, like, if I saw people that I went to school with, such as yourself or whatever like that, out in the public, I would go the opposite way. I didn't want to.
Girl, no. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I would go run. Like, just,
right.
Yeah, I hid from it. So that took a toll on me. And after a while, it was like, I can't stay in this dark space. I have to let it out. It has to be an escape somewhere. So the book actually started off as a journal, just venting, just writing how I felt. And then as time went on, I was like,
this is good. Right.
Look, because people need to hear this.
They
so
do.
That was the me.
I know that, you know, I remember when my mom was here that she would, you know, she would write and, you know, do things. And oftentimes I would find like little notes in her Bible and things of that sort. And I felt like that, you know, she kind of kept a lot in because, of course, a lot of people aren't able to relate to that, you know. Yes. No, yeah. You were about to say something. I want to hear.
Okay, like my reasoning was like I kept a lot bottled in. My feelings bottled in during treatments because at the time, it's like you have to be strong, not just for yourself, but you have to be strong for your family because they're not the ones that's ill, but they're going through it too because they're helping you and they're watching you. And that's if right. They're seeing you so down, they're going to be down. They don't know what to do. And in this situation, you're sick with an illness and it's really nothing they can do.
Right.
But so it, for me, it was just hang on. Just keep it in.
That's
be
right.
Strong.
Keep
you're going to get through this.
That's
yes.
Right.
And
I'm so glad that you did.
You got to do because you don't want.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I think we're having a little bit of a issue there. I'm like, it's going in and out. But I think that it's so important that you have, you know, that you shared that part and that they were able to, your readers are able to get the real. Because oftentimes, you know, we hear about it and it's, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm trying to find the correct words, but it's just like it's almost like a glamorous type of thing. It's just like, no, it's real things going on. You're really going through the trenches. Your family is there with you. It can be very, very difficult. So the fact that you put it on paper, you know, and, you know, would you say that your book not only inspires people that may be afflicted by the disease, but also for caregivers too?
Yes.
Okay.
Cause it's more hand, it's more insight.
Exactly.
Yes. It's more insight. Yes. It's very helpful. I would think so.
Right. I mean, because, you know, like you say, I think you made a great point that your family and your friends and the people that love you, they go through it with you, right?
Yeah, they go through. They right there. Like, I don't remember Loriana, right there.
That has been your best friend for years.
So, yes, the right there. So, yeah, like, every hospital stay, every doctor visit, like, she was right there. And it would be days to where I'll be so, like, upset. And, you know, people have to talk to me, like, okay, this is not, you know, you, come on, we need to not back.
Yeah.
Like, days where she just had to let me have it. Like, no, we have to, you know.
Right.
Give out.
Stay strong.
Yeah, it's like, she was right there. And you need that. People need that.
Yes, you need people like that in your corner, no matter, you know, what you're going through, but especially a chapter like that in your life, you need people that are going to uplift you and kind of be that, they're going to be that stronghold when you're not feeling able, you know, because it happens.
Yes, like I'll be in the hospital with she's for the night, and like, I was like, not able to do anything, not even wash up, she'll wash me up, like, you know what I'm saying, like, she was, that's hands on. Here, let me let your pajamas out. Let me do, and I'll call you. You get what I'm saying? She was just, like, her and my family took turns. They took turns.
How beautiful is that?
Yes.
How beautiful is that? I mean, you know, like I said, for everyone that's listening, I have known you for years, and you've just always been a sweetheart, always been like a big ball of joy. And I think that, like, you know, to go through something like that and to have that love turn back to you, that is just, girl, we're not gonna get emotional today. just a little bit. I want to know, Tanaja, what is some feedback that you've gotten from, you know, from your readers? You know, what have they been saying about the book?
They actually was telling me how inspiring it was and how courageous it was, and the way that I carried myself, they say they would have never known. They would have never guessed.
That you were going through that.
Thing that I endured in that book because I carried it so well. Yeah.
Yes.
So they loved it. And they're like, where's book two? Is there one? I'm like, yes, the book two.
Like, hold on.
It's coming.
Yes.
But I've been getting good, great feedback from
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yep.
I do want to know from your perspective, since you've written the book and, you know, since you, you know, you beat cancer and everything, what has been probably the most rewarding thing for you on this journey?
Life. Life is the most rewarding thing on this journey for me, because at one point in time, I felt like I was not living.
Okay.
And I take that in the book. I wasn't living. I was surviving. I discovered how to survive. But living, going outside, smiling, and life is everything.
Oh my goodness, girl. You got me over here. I'm just in all the feels right now. I'm just in all the feels. I mean, I feel like that you definitely kind of touched on a few different things, but the question that I like to ask my entrepreneurs that come on Miss Michi one-on-one is, what is something that since you branched into entrepreneurship that was a challenge for you along the way?
What was a challenge is staying true to myself.
Okay.
Staying true to myself in my work, in my words, in my vision.
That's right.
Staying true to it. Because you would get some that would say, okay, well, maybe you want to change this. No, I don't want to change it. That's not how it happened.
Right. This is my story.
My story.
Yeah, and I do want to know, like, because, you know, naturally we all go through those things within entrepreneurship. You know, mm-hmm. What can you say were some, like, some mechanisms or things that you did to really overcome that challenge?
Stood firm. Kept it the same. Gave it back. Okay, you want me to rewrite what? Absolutely not.
It's going to stay the same.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? We, as when you are an author, so that yes. falls in line of being a creative. And we are very, as a creator myself, I'm just like this. This is my stuff. And it's going to be the way that I say that it's going to be, because it's coming from me.
Yes. Can't nobody tell your story better than you can.
That's right. So look, I mean, you've been selling copies and selling out and everything. So I'm pretty sure they're like, she knows what she's talking about.
Like, come on.
Get it together. Now, you mentioned earlier, so, and I gotta ask, because I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask, when the next book, ma'am, when is it coming? When is it coming?
My goal is, I do want to have it out by next spring.
Okay.
Yes, because it's gonna be a little bit more in depth about certain things, since the first book is almost like a follow-up or...
Okay,
you know,
part two. Yes,
part.
I like that. I mean, first off, the title. I mean, the title, it draws you in. You know, me personally, I can't wait to read it. And I actually like to do the interviews and learn a little bit more from our people and then read the works, because I can go into it with like a different lens, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to read it, because I felt like I kind of over the years saw kind of bits and pieces of things mm-hmm. that were going on just through like social media and how we were connected that way. So I'm really interested in learning more about your journey and reading the follow-up. For sure. Outside of, you know, writing, are there other things that you want to branch into in your business to kind of, you know, expand, or different things that you want to do?
Speaking. I would love to start doing motivational speaking.
Okay. I think that would be great for you.
I would love to do that, yes. Like, go speaking at the, you know, like the, how they have the cancer groups.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, just speaking.
Absolutely. So, I'm going to speak an opportunity for you, ma'am.
Okay.
You know, I hosted a brunch for about 20 women. And it was just, you know, women of all different backgrounds and fields and industries. And I'm looking to really expand that and make it where, you know, we invited the men, but only the women came out. But okay. I want to continue as far as putting influential people in front of others, because yes. I just feel like that so many times, like, it's so many people out here that's doing so much that we need to tailor it a little bit. We need to have the people that are telling real stories.
Yes.
And offering real, you know, influential, encouraging, and uplifting advice to people.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, ma'am, you're on my roster. I have your information. But yeah, no,
for it.
Speaking would totally be great for you. I mean, you know, we were talking a little bit before, you know, we started filming, and she's just a ball of energy. So I think you all would love her.
Yes, I'm here for it. Whenever, yes, let me know. Give me all the information.
What piece of advice can you give to other entrepreneurs, whether they want to write a book or if they want to, you know, branch off and start a business? What can you tell them?
I can tell them you just have to stay focused. Stay focused. Don't get distracted, because you're going to get naysayers.
Mm.
You're going to get naysayers. Okay. You're going to get haters. You're going to get all of it.
Right.
Yourself and stay focused. And if that's what you want, put your all into it.
Whew. You just gave a whole word, ma'am. Snaps fingers. Snaps fingers. Now, you know, before we get ready to wrap up, you are also, you're continuing your mission. You work in the healthcare field.
Yes.
How has, you know, with your experience and your journey that you've been on, I'm trying to figure out how to word it. Okay. With everything that you've had going on and being in that healthcare field now, do you feel like that it better equips you for the things that you see and helping others? Like, walk me through like a day in a life from your point of view.
Yes. In my field, it's like, it has its up and down, because I have experienced it on the patient side as well. So now I'm experiencing it on the other side of being the, you know, the one that's taken care of, the ones that, you know, need to be taken care of.
Exactly.
It's like, I understand them a lot more. I have more compassion. I have more understanding. I get it. And sometimes I have to watch myself, because it's like, I'll be at work and I may see something and it's like, don't do that. Don't say that this patient feels this way. Don't tell this patient they don't feel this way. That's don't right. tell them feel you doing this, because they do. So it's like, I have to.
You have to kind of dial it in a little bit.
World, like, okay, let's woosah, Naja. Let's woosah.
Don't give it to them. Don't give it to them. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've just, you know, personally, I really just enjoy, you know, chatting with you, and I am so excited for your journey and for the people that you will uplift in the process, because that's what Miss Michi One-on-One is about. It's about talking to people that are really, really of influence and doing positive things to uplift those around them. And I think that you are touching on a topic. I mean, I remember what it was like for me caring for my mom. I didn't really, you know, my friends and other family members hadn't really experienced that, you know,
right.
So the fact that you, you know, you wrote this book and it's for the people that are going through it and the surrounding people. I'm proud of you, girl.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you.
Girl, yes, no, I'm for real. You know, so we got to stop and just post some glitter on Tanaja right now. Let everyone know how they can follow you, and then where they can actually purchase the book.
Okay, yes. I'm on Facebook as Naja D, NASIAD. And I'm also on Instagram as Tierra Naja D. And you can purchase it through me on any of those websites. Also on Twitter as Too Blessed. And you can purchase through me, or either you can go through Amazon.com, or you can go on BarnesandNoble.com.
They're available. Purchase it through her, y'all, because we want her to get, we don't want no fees, okay?
We're here. So
absolutely. And I, you know, I love that purple.
Thank you. And that's also one of my cancer ribbon. That's how I came up with those colors. Those are my two favorite colors, the yellow and the purple, because those, the yellow one is because it was childhood cancer, mm-hmm. and The purple was the rare form of cancer ribbon.
Okay.
Color.
Yeah. See, that's that creative. That's that creative. Mm-hmm. Well, it has been a pleasure, you know, like I said, chatting with you. You've got my ongoing support, and we'll have to have you back.
Yes.
She's coming on the radio show. She already said that. We don't get Nasha to come and talk. You got to come on there and do some of the segments with me now.
Understood. I'll be right there.
Yes, yes, because she got the spice. Don't. She got the spice. So I'm definitely going to do that. But then when you get ready to release the other book, you know, I'll definitely be behind that because I just want to support you in all that you do. I'm proud of you. You know, congratulations for all of your success so far. You know, and just the fact that you beat it, girl, I'm telling you, I've been holding back this one little tear that's in my eye because it's just like I said, we go back, we played in the neighborhood, and you know, this is just amazing to see the woman that you've become and how you have just blossomed, girl. So
thank you.
Yes,
thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to speak and to share my story on your platform. Thank you.
No problem.
You know, we got to get it done. We got to get it done.
Yeah, send her little hearts. We meeting up because I need my copy, and then I will be on there like this. Y'all need to read.
Yes, because I'm looking forward to seeing your review and the feedback. I definitely want to see that.
I'm going to get it to you thorough. I'm going to be like, look, y'all.
Yes, let us have it.
Absolutely. Well, as you all know, it's your girl, Miss Meechie. You can catch me on all platforms under Miss Meechie. That's MZMETCHI. Make sure that you visit MissMeechie.com for booking information and marketing and promotional services. Can't talk, but y'all get the picture. And make sure that you shop my exclusive sunglasses line, Lavish Looks by Miss Meechie, at MissMeechie.com/shop. Next week, I'll be bringing you another influential guest. You'll just have to see. So pay attention to the promotion. And you know what? I love y'all. And until next time, bye. Now, if I can get this.